Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morning, Rob.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
That is good to hear. Rob brought us in chocolate biscuits today, which is always a good way to start a Wednesday off.
Well, I always thought if I was ever involved in a number one, I would buy chocolate biscuits, and that's what I've done.
The Dead Famous People track is currently number one in the top 10.
Right.
What are we talking about?
Right. Now, a few weeks ago, I talked about weeds and how beneficial they are in your garden.
Did you say weed or weeds?
Weeds. Like dandelions and all that
yep,
sort of stuff.
Yep, got
you. I wish. Well, anyway, and then I said you should really leave them in the springtime. Leave them because they're the first flowers what come out.
Yes,
and they're very beneficial to bees and other pollen collecting insects.
Exactly.
Well, Canada is actually onto it. Several municipalities.
I think. To be honest, yes.
I didn't know what they were. And I checked that out. Do you know what they? It's the same as a town.
Yes. Yeah.
City or
so
a
just
village.
Just some little towns, basically.
You choose four candidates to represent you. But anyway, they've started this incentive where they're asking people not to mow their lawns for the whole of month of May.
That's actually really great. Just to bring a bit of conversation about it.
Yeah, well, apparently it's happening in Europe. People, countries are doing it in Europe as well. But I think we suggested it first.
Yeah.
So
us
there
here on
you
the breakfast
go.
Show.
So, yeah, but it's
obviously
brilliant.
Old mate in Canada has been listening and thought, you know what, it's a great idea. We should get on to that one.
And they'll never suspect that they got their idea from here.
No, exactly.
It's the perfect plant.
Yeah. Right, now this is really quite interesting. This and the first thing I thought about was Finding Nemo, and you'll find out in a minute.
Okay.
About 1K under the sea is a sound tunnel that can carry sounds like mainly whales and submarines, like great distances.
Wait, hang on. So it's what? How does it work?
It's a sound tunnel. How does it work? Well, it was discovered in the 1940s and is known as the SOFAR channel, or sound fixing and ranging. And because of the water pressure and the temperature of the water and all that.
Oh, okay. There's like a bit of the water
it's
where
the
sound
water,
travels really
and,
well.
And it's
sound highway.
It's infrasound.
Infrasound.
That people can't hear it.
But fish and stuff can kind of get on that.
So they always thought, I wonder if there could be something similar in the atmosphere.
I wouldn't be surprised.
This is a bit beyond me, to be honest.
You think, you know, like Finding Nemo, where there's that channel and all the everybody's going to.
Oh, yes, I know.
So that was my thought. That's basically what it is, but it's for noise.
For noise. Okay. That's really interesting. Okay. It's always kind of fascinating how something like the air or the water, which kind of just seems like one big homogenous blob, is actually...
Homogenous band name, I call that.
Homogenous blob?
Yeah. That might be my new DJ name.
You could have that. DJ Homogenous Blob. There you go. that you actually have all this like variation within it, where it allows things like sound to travel so far.
And that's why whales can like talk to each other.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
So anyway, by listening to distant rocket launches with solar-powered balloons, researchers have finally detected hints of an aerial sound channel.
That's Homogenous Blob's first single name, distant rocket launches with solar-powered balloons.
Sounds like early Bowie, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Or Pink Floyd, actually.
Yeah. Oh, well, I won't do it. It doesn't seem to function as simply or as reliably as the ocean channel, but the atmosphere so far may pave the way for a network of aerial receivers that could help researchers detect remote explosions from volcanoes and bombs and other sources that emit infrasound.
Okay. That's kind of amazing.
It's about a K up in the air, in the sky.
That's where under the water.
Yeah, but
no,
there's one underwater.
We're in the sky
and
now.
There's one in the atmosphere.
Ah, and so that's the one we're talking about.
That's the one we're talking about.
Okay, I'm following.
Isn't our world just the greatest?
It just freaks me out.
Yes, yes. That's cool, though. That is cool. Infrasound.
Infrasound.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. I think that's what elephants do with their ears or something. I know, because they make these like noises that only they can hear from like long
distance. It's like
bats. Oh no, they pick it up when there's big storms and the water's coming.
The elephant ears starts flapping.
They hear the rumbles and all that, and then that's when they just head towards it.
True.
I don't know, it could be. I think it is.
Sounds right.
I think it is.
We'll take your word for
it
today, Rob.
I sort of believe anything on this segment at this point.
I better call it
Gullible Corner.
I better do my... Oh, I'll go challenge myself next week. I'll do three things are true and one isn't.
Oh, I like that one.
I'm terrible at that game, but I do enjoy it. You got a poem for us?
I certainly have.
All right, a second here.
Introducing the Bard of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
Right, this is called I Love Bicycles. Despite what a few people think, I love bikes. I can't believe my poem caused a little stink. All my friends ride about and I've never hurled abuse or had the occasional shout. In actual fact, I own a bicycle myself. It's good for the planet and also your health. That's not what Lycrocycler is about. So distinguish your fears, listen again, but this time with a new set of ears.
Yeah!
Oh, nice!
We have actually had some really good texts, even in the course of this segment about Lycrocycler. Someone says, it's an on-point song, Rob. Could you follow it up with a song about those shite e-scooters, please?
Yeah.
I've nearly been knocked out by an e-scooter more times than I can count now.
I know. And then they're just on the footpath as well.
It's giving a free pass to skateboarders as well, because that's all there ever used to be.
Yeah.
Occasional person going down
College Hill. No one thinks about the skateboarders
just
anymore.
They're just like, they're totally rad.
Well, that was a great poem. Thank you, Rob. We are actually going to listen to Lycrocycler in the not too distant future, but you've picked us some Susie and the Banshees this morning.
Yes, Arabian Nights. I just love this tune so much, and Susie, quite sad really, but there you go.
Legend. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.
What have you done to me?
Susie and the Banshees with Arabian Nights, picked by the Bard of Bollocks.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
And I think we will play